Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the designed essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Welcome to Your Retirement Blueprint. I'm Mark Elliott here with Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. You can always learn more on the website, asgretire.com. Obviously, that stands for Accurate Solutions Group, asgretire.com. We talk retirement. The team at Accurate Solutions Group is here to help you figure out, can I retire? Well, when? Do I have enough? Do we have enough? Are we going to be okay if we retire? Will our money last? All those big questions you have. Learn more about Kurt, Ethan, and the team at asgretire.com. So, Thanksgiving week, pretty exciting. I know, Kurt, you, what, turkey's your favorite? See, for me, I think Turkey Day should be a steak day, but I guess they told me that's Christmas or something. But turkey, if it's good, sometimes turkey gets really dry, so you can save it with gravy. I really like the mashed potatoes and gravy, but I'm not a stuffing guy. Where do you guys fall into the Thanksgiving repertoire?
Let's just end this now.
It has to be stuffing.
Yeah, I do love stuffing.
And turkey can get dry, but I'm a dark meat guy. So most people don't like the dark meat, but I love. And then tons of gravy. Mm-hmm. So even if it's dry, you just
let the gravy saves it.
I like the rolls. Huge, you know, I'll just load up on rolls. And well, I guess that's stuffing too, basically. Just bread all day.
Lots of carbs.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. So anyway, I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. And certainly we hope everybody listening has a wonderful Thanksgiving. You know, when you're thinking about turkey and pumpkin pie, it's also a great time to think about your financial future. So, Kurt, tell us, what do we have in store today?
Yeah, first and foremost, I want to just start by saying thank you to all the listeners. You know, we Accurate Solutions Group, Ethan, myself, we couldn't do what we do without you. So, talking about retirement, you know, you sort of need that Thanksgiving plate. You have to have that right balance, just like retirement. So, we were just talking about what we enjoy, what we like. You have the turkey, the sides, the dessert. Whatever else you're hungry for, a solid retirement plan, your retirement blueprint needs that same mix of key ingredients to truly be satisfying. I know that sounds a little, I don't want to say corny, but comparing it to the two, there's a lot of ingredients that go into retirement planning. And not only having the proper ingredients, but the right amounts of each ingredients, and then determining how do those ingredients mix well with one another, all of that goes into your retirement plate, so to speak. And each dish represents an important part of your overall retirement blueprint.
So let's do this. It'll be kind of fun. We'll take turkey. We'll take stuffing. Mashed potatoes, maybe even throw in some cranberry sauce, and dessert. And then you guys pair it up with some part of the retirement blueprint, right? Income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, all that stuff that we do. But when you think about it, Ethan, when you start with the turkey, which is the centerpiece of the Thanksgiving meal, what would you say the turkey represents in a retirement plan?
Yeah, I love this concept. This, the turkey represents your retirement savings. Really, that's the foundation of your plan. So that would include things like your 401k, your IRAs, or any other investments that you've built up over the years for your retirement. Your savings are really the main source of income in retirement. There might be some listeners on the show that still have a pension, but we're seeing that go by the wayside. We're seeing few and far between on the pension. So your retirement accounts, the 401ks and IRAs, that's where you're going to be relying upon for your income sources in retirement. The key is to make sure that it's cooked just right, meaning you're saving enough and you're investing it wisely to help you meet your goals. And that's something that we help our clients do. And we really help those who have saved for retirement deaccumulate and structure that income all throughout retirement. We talk about it on every show, but income is the most important part of the plan.
Yeah, think of it this way, saving for accumulating. In that accumulation phase, you're cooking your turkey, and that's your job. Cook the turkey, make sure it gets to exactly where it's supposed to be temperature-wise. When you're heading into retirement, now you're slicing that turkey open and you're eating it. You're going from the accumulation phase to the deaccumulation or distribution phase. And that's, again, that is the definitely the key ingredient.
The turkey is really the foundation of your retirement plan. So that moves us on, Kurt, to your favorite, the stuffing. What would the stuffing factor in when you compare it to a retirement plan? Where do you think it fits?
Well, I would say, like we had mentioned, most you cannot have a proper turkey feast, a dinner without the stuffing. So think of the stuffing almost as like Social Security. Although it may not be the key ingredient, it is critical. And it's an essential side. It's an essential tool heading into retirement. I believe, Mark, and don't keep me to these quotes, but 40 or 50% of your retirement income in retirement is going to be generated by Social Security. So deciding how and when to time and claim Social Security is like choosing that perfect stuffing recipe. Timing and preparing it makes all the difference in the world. And so at Accurate Solutions Group, one of the things we will do is when someone comes in for a vision meeting, we're gonna put together an analysis that's gonna show that individual couple, that individual person, when's the best way and time to claim those Social Security benefits and how it fits in with all those other ingredients. If you're listening today and you haven't taken into consideration Social Security timing and claiming, and what's the proper strategy for me? What might be right for your neighbor may not be right for you, because everyone's retirement plan is unique to that individual person. If you haven't thought that through, if you need some guidance on that, 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. Simply pick up the phone, give us a call. We can schedule a virtual meeting, a 15, 30-minute phone call. We can have you into the office, but that's a critical piece, a critical ingredient to your retirement. Don't take that lightly. 412-515-3355.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konotick and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elley. We're kind of using this pre-Thanksgiving weekend to talk about ways to build your retirement planning plate, just like your Thanksgiving dinner. So choosing the right ingredients can be a big decision. Now, Ethan, I'm sure you guys are going to tell me that you love cranberry sauce. This would be another X not for me. No stuffing, no cranberry sauce, but I'm sure you guys like that too as well. So if cranberry sauce is in there, what would it represent?
Before he answers, I'm going to say, Mark, I am totally on board with you on this one.
Okay.
I do not understand it comes out of the can and it's just, oh. Yeah.
I have completely changed on cranberry sauce over the last couple of years. I never even tried it. I just thought, wow, that looks just terrible. Why is that even there? Recently, I tried it and I get it now. So I'm a fan. I'm a believer in cranberry sauce.
All right.
But you know, that's a key part of the plan too. And we consider that to be like your emergency savings, right? It's not the biggest item on your plate. It should not be the biggest item on your plate, but it's important for balancing out unexpected expenses, right? It balances out maybe the dryness of the turkey. So it has a purpose. Whether it's a medical bill or a home repair, having a cushion of 3 to 6 months worth of expenses can keep your retirement plan on track. Cranberry sauce might not be the most exciting part of Thanksgiving, but when you really need it to make that perfect bite, you'll notice when it's not around. And that's the biggest part of the emergency savings. If you haven't built that up and you have an emergency, maybe you can't get to your investments quick enough. They have to be liquidated. They have to be sent to you. You need to have that emergency savings built up. That's an important part of our plan too. And we use that as a gauge to how our clients are spending their money in retirement. If they have a $50,000 emergency account and they come in next year for their meeting and then it's up to $75,000, we know they're not spending what's coming in. We might encourage that family to spend a little bit more. Or maybe it's gone from $50,000 to $25,000. We know that they're dipping into that. Maybe it's every month or maybe something big came up, but we use that as a gauge to see how our clients are spending in their retirement.
All right, Kurt, so here is the key to your Thanksgiving dinner. It's mashed potatoes. Whether it's just butter or gravy, white, brown, you can do whatever. Mashed potatoes are, they're the champion of the Thanksgiving feast, in my opinion. So what I'm going to do for you here is say the mashed potatoes, because they're so good and so important to your Thanksgiving feast, I'm going to put a couple things on that retirement planning plate. I'm going to say that mashed potatoes represents healthcare and taxes. What do you have to say about that?
Oh my, we need a couple different segments to talk about that, because you're so absolutely correct. You know, if you think about healthcare, and if you think, first of all, you can't have turkey dinner without mashed potatoes and lots of it. But healthcare, there's a lot of it heading into retirement. You have Medicare, supplemental coverage to your Medicare, and what those typically don't cover is any type of an emergency care or skilled care or long-term care. All those different things, that's one of your biggest, if not your biggest risk to derail your retirement plan once you're retired, because those expenses, you don't see it right away. But then all of a sudden, as we age, we, you know, I always tell people, getting old isn't for sissies. You know, as you get older, things come up and you're going to start doctoring more and more and more. And those expenses need to be taken into consideration. Same with taxes, Mark. You had mentioned taxes. You cannot spend gross income in retirement. You can only spend that income. And how your assets are positioned for that monthly cash flow, whether we are drawing from pre-tax, after-tax or tax-free accounts to mitigate any potential tax liability that we may not have had to have paid versus taking income from an account that is fully taxable. Those things are critical in retirement, just like your mashed potatoes are critical to your Thanksgiving dinner. You got to pay attention to those things. And those are two areas that we cover in your retirement blueprint.
All right, so let's wrap this retirement dinner plate up with dessert. Now, I'm not a pie guy. I do love cinnamon rolls and ice cream, but I'm going to say cinnamon rolls should be your dessert. But I know everybody at Thanksgiving, it's all about pie. So what about this dessert plate? What would that represent?
I mean, dessert's the sweetest treat of all in retirement. It's your lifestyle, right? This is what you've worked so hard for. It's the life you've earned after a long career of hard work and saving well. Whether it's traveling or volunteering or spending time with family, this is what makes retirement truly enjoyable. But it's just like mom used to say, you have to eat dinner before you get to have your dessert. So you have to have all those main ingredients, the plan that we talked about earlier, with the foundation of your savings. We talked about having emergency savings. We talked about claiming Social Security properly and figuring out healthcare and your tax situation. You have to have all those main ingredients to the plate before you get to have the dessert, and that's the lifestyle you've dreamed of. You know, retirement planning can feel overwhelming at times. There's so many moving parts, from saving enough to deciding when to claim Social Security, planning for healthcare costs, and even figuring out how to spend your time in retirement. It's like trying to put together the perfect Thanksgiving meal. If you want that perfect plate, a whole lot of thought needs to go into it. But with the right ingredients, the right recipe, a little bit of help, you can make it happen. That's where we come in. Our team helps people like you create a plan, a retirement plan that's unique to your goals. Here's what we'll do. First, we'll sit down with you to understand your vision for retirement. What does your retirement planning plate look like? What's most important to you, whether it's traveling, spending time with family, or simply feeling confident that your money will last? Then we'll take a close look at your current financial situation. We'll help you identify any gaps or opportunities or risks that could impact your plan. And from there, we'll work together to build a personalized strategy that ties everything together for you. Your savings, Social Security, healthcare, even your legacy plan, so that you can feel confident that you're on the right track. So if you've saved for retirement, call our team at Accurate Solutions Group. The number is 412-515-3355. Like Kurt mentioned, we could set up an initial phone call. This could be coming into the office. This could be a Zoom meeting. It's free. There's no obligation, no cost, but you have to pick up the phone and give us a call. That number is 412-515-3355.
So just to give you this, Kurt, this would be good for your Thanksgiving dinner. When you're sitting there, pop out a dad joke and ask the youngsters, how do you recognize a dogwood tree? And then you tell them, pay attention to the bark.
That could work.
It might work. It just might work. Hey, glad you're with us today for Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan from Accurate Solutions Group. We're just getting started. Hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving, but we're back with more retirement talk right after this.
Hello, everyone. This is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Again, the website to learn more, asgretire.com, asgretire.com. Questions? Boy, can we retire? Well, when? Do we have enough? Are we going to be okay? 412-515-3355. No cost, no obligation, no pressure whatsoever. The team's here to help if they can. They don't know if they can help you, though, until you reach out. It's a great opportunity for you to get some direction and certainly clarity into your retirement picture. 412-515-3355. I'm Mark Kelly. Glad you're with us. Here's a startling fact for you. I don't know if it's really startling anymore, but running out of money is the number one retirement fear for 58% of all Americans across all generations. And I think part of that is because pensions have gone away. So now, today, it's not unusual to see 25 and 30-year retirements. That's a long time to go without a paycheck. So you need to have, got to be able to pay for groceries, got to be able to pay for health care. And you've got a life to live, and you got to do it all without a paycheck. So there's a lot going on here, Ethan. So let's tackle this head on. What makes the risk of outliving your money so real in today's world? And more importantly, what can we do about it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of factors contributing to this. But first and foremost, you have to understand longevity has become a huge challenge for people. Couples at age 65 have a 50% chance that one of them lives to 93. I mean, we look at a retirement blueprint that extends all the way out to age 100 and people scoff at it. They say, that'll never be me. I'll never make it that far. But the statistics don't lie. We're living longer than previous generations, and technology and medicine are seeing that that number might continue to increase. So the longer you live, the greater the chance you have of potentially running out of money. You know, and you know, think about the new normal with inflation. You know, we're seeing inflation continuing to rise. There's no fewer pensions. I shouldn't say no pensions, but fewer pensions than previous generations, and continued taxation. And again, the longer you live, the more you'll experience inflation and taxation. People often underestimate their life expectancy, and we really see their planning reflecting that. We'll see, well, I'm not going to be here at 80. It doesn't matter what I have saved up, but we have to make sure there's a cushion for the nursing home and major expenses later in life. We have to plan for a 30-plus year retirement. That requires a fundamental shift in our thinking, and oftentimes we have to walk our clients through that change and really protect them against themselves and running through their money too quickly.
And Kurt, I've heard you say, you know, that Social Security could represent 40 to 50% of your retirement income. So now it becomes a huge decision. I think for married couples, it's like a $1 million decision over that 20 to 30 year retirement. So it's a huge decision. We know if we take it early, and if the full retirement age, if you're born in 1960 or later, is 67, if you take that at 62, it's a 30% haircut. If you wait till 80, you're going to add 24% to it in theory. So there's a lot of moving parts, because it doesn't mean you're wrong to take it at 62 or 70. It's depending on whomever you're sitting down with, right? I think people look at Social Security in a vacuum. You guys look at it with everything else that is really factoring into this, don't you?
Well, we do. And you're right. I mean, when we do an initial Social Security maximization analysis for prospects for our clients, it comes up with a strategy just looking at Social Security in the vacuum, like you talked about, Mark. It looks at their current ages. It looks at their earnings record. It looks at life expectancy. And it comes up with this analysis to determine if you're just looking at Social Security as an asset class, here's how you maximize it. But that differs dramatically once you put that into someone's retirement blueprint. That looks at their current cash flow needs, total monthly income needs. It looks at what they're currently earning. It looks at their current age, when they're going to retire, how much they've accumulated. And when you take all those things and factor that in, then oftentimes that maximization analysis, we have to tweak it to fit it into their life in retirement. So really trying to determine where and how you time and claim those benefits is so unique. We often hear it, and one of the biggest mistakes people make is, well, my neighbor said just grab it at 62 because it's not going to be here anyway. Or, hey, I'm retiring at 64. That's when I'm claiming Social Security. Don't make those types of mistakes when it comes to this, because this is a big decision and it can dramatically impact the amount of money received over your lifetime.
And certainly if you're married, because when the one spouse passes, the lower of the two Social Securities goes away. The higher is what stays. So there's a lot of moving parts here. There's no doubt about it. 412-515-3355 to chat with Kurt, Ethan, and the team at Accurate Solutions Group about any or all of this. And I think, Ethan, for me, one of the more challenging things will be trying to figure out, well, where do I pull from first? Do I just take the old 4% rule and let her ride? I suppose if I'm making 8-9% with my market monies, I'm good to take 4%. The problem is, Ethan, you can't guarantee me the markets are going to go up all the time. So where are we in this? I guess really the withdrawal strategies, that's a big part of this because the markets are pretty unpredictable.
It's the most important piece of the whole plan is figuring out a perfect withdrawal strategy for somebody. We're big believers. We call it the retirement blueprint. Income should come from the foundation of the house. We're talking about more stable places. That could be like the bank. It could be laddering CDs. That could be like the government, laddering government bonds, treasury bills. That could also be through insurance companies and annuities, like fixed or fixed indexed annuities. So we're looking at the foundation of the house to structure income as much that as we can so that their income's unaffected from the market. The market's down 15 or 20%. The money that they have left in the house portion, stock market world, would be down, but they're not drawing out of that every single month. And that builds them time again to allow the markets to do what they do.
And oftentimes, Mark, you'll hear about like the 4% withdrawal rule, and this is how much you can take. And when we look at things a little bit differently. You have the go-go years, slow go years, and no go years. And oftentimes we'll fund that initial 10 or 12 year period of time with larger than a 4% withdrawal, simply because that's when you're active. That's when you know you can go. That's when you need to get things off the bucket list. You save the money for a specific reason and a purpose. And then traditionally in your early to mid 80s and beyond, you can actually scale back some of that monthly income because you're just not spending as much as you used to.
So we're talking about one of the biggest fears that the people heading into retirement have is the fear of outliving their money. And really, Kurt, at the end of the day, we can't ignore the elephant in the room, and that would be taxes. Taxes can certainly take a huge bite out of your retirement income.
Absolutely. I don't see enough advisors paying attention and giving proper advice, not when it comes to tax preparation. So Ethan and I, you know, we're not tax preparers. We're not CPAs. The firm doesn't do that. But what we do is tax planning. Tax planning is positioning and having conversations about where's the cash flow coming from? How is it structured? How is it positioned? So when you take your documents to your tax preparer, you're paying as little in taxes as possible. And it's critical. We just don't see those conversations being had. We see a lot of asset allocation when it comes to actual investments, but we don't see tax allocation, meaning having as many tax buckets in retirement sort of takes the government out of the equation in the future. Because if they change tax law, which at some point they will, if you have tax-free, tax-deferred, after-tax buckets of money to pull from, it gives you much better positioning to make changes to maintain that low tax liability. A great example real quick. This year, through the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, for those 65 and over, for the next 4 years, 25, 26, 27, and 28, they were given an additional $12,000 a year of a standard deduction. We are having conversations with our clients right now because some of those individuals are in a position where they could be pulling money out of pre-tax accounts and not paying the tax liability because of that additional standard deduction, and that standard deduction goes away in the year 2029. And when it goes away, they've lost it. They've left that on the table. So that's just an example of taxes and how we are planning for our clientele.
So Ethan, you think about all of these critical pieces you guys have talked about already. For someone who's thinking, you know what, this feels really overwhelming and I don't even know where to start, how do you guys at Accurate Solutions Group help people create a comprehensive retirement plan that addresses all of these moving parts? It's called a retirement blueprint, I know.
Yeah, absolutely. We take it slow. I mean, it all starts with getting to know who we're sitting at the table with, really asking questions about who are you as people? What's your life experience been with money? What are your emotions towards money? What are your goals for retirement? What are your dreams? Where do you want to be and who do you want to spend your time with in retirement? What does money mean to you? And you know, you get used to all working all these years for your money. And I think I've heard Kurt say this over the years many times. Now that you're retired, we want your money to work for you. And so we're wanting to figure out what does that mean to people. And once we know who they are as people, and once we know their goals, then we can work towards putting a retirement plan in place that looks at those five areas of income, investments, tax efficient strategies, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. But for those listening on the show today, we take our time to get to each one of those five pillars. It is not like drinking from a fire hose.
No, I mean, we are as much psychologists as we are financial planners. Because there is a, even if the X's and O's and all the numbers say, you know what, you're good, you can retire, you've saved enough, you're going to have the income you need, you are not going to outlive those assets. It's a big emotional change to retire. You know, you've worked 2,000 hours a year, each and every year for the last 20, 25, 30 years to get to this point. You've got to replace those hours with something. And I've heard Ethan mention this before in the past, that in retirement, every day is a Saturday. And that's true. When do you spend most of your money? Whenever you're working, it's on the weekends, on a Saturday. So you got to take that into consideration. We really want to get to know what is your purpose? What's your vision? What are your goals and dreams in retirement? Let's position your retirement to make that successful for you. 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. If these are areas and things you have not taken into consideration, if these are not conversations you're having with your current advisor, maybe it's time to get a second opinion. This is the next 25 or 30 years of your life. You can live your dreams out in retirement if you plan properly. 412-515-3355.
So we've been talking about the fear of running out of money. When we come back, we're going to talk about the flip side of that, dying with too much of it. You've got to enjoy your retirement. Kurt and Ethan are going to discuss that when we come back right here on Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan of Accurate Solutions Group.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
And I don't think this is an exaggeration when I say 80-85% of the people I meet with, they're already figuring out, what do I want to do part-time? And a lot of them just do that 10, 15, 20 hours a week. And maybe it's golf money. Maybe it's travel money. Critically important, you have to stay active, not only physically active, but you got to keep your mind active and having that camaraderie with people you work with.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Again, the website, asgretire.com, asgretire.com. I'm Mark Elliott. You can always talk with the team if you have questions, concerns, right? Are we going to be okay if we retire? Will our money last? What happens if this happens or that happens? A lot can happen, obviously. 412-515-3355. No cost for this. 412-515-3355. You know, Ethan, there is no doubt that retirement's a long journey. We talked about the fact that Kurt mentioned it right at the gate, out of the gate, that we go through those go-go phases of retirement, those years where we're active and we can't wait to go take this trip or do whatever we've dreamed about doing in retirement. Then we get to the kind of the slow-go years where we could go. We just maybe don't really feel like going anymore. Then you get to the no-go years when you really can't go anymore. And people do tend to spend less as they move into their maybe 75, 80, 85. My mom's 88. And I think 80 is about the time she hit the slow-go years. She went on a trip and said, man, that was awesome. I'm never doing it again. Mom, congratulations. You've hit the slow-go phase. She's now 88, and it's kind of in a very, very slow go at this point. But Ethan, could you expand on that a bit? When we do get, you know, 75, 80, 85, how things kind of shift a little bit, and how that happens?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, your priorities start to shift at that point, and just your physical nature changes, right? Physical changes can influence your activity choices, right? Comfort all of a sudden becomes more important than the adventure. Those different trips, seeing all the world, taking cruises, things like that. We want to do as much as we can of that in the go-go years, because you just, your physical limitations might prevent you from being able to do that or from wanting to do that. That's just normally what we see. We might see a shift from expensive travel to something a little more simple, more local pleasures, more weekend getaways or things like that if you're able to. And even in the slow-go years, we see people just staying home, maybe just eating out a little bit more and having those types of luxuries, things that you wouldn't have done normally so that you could go out and travel and spend more time with friends. We see it all the time. We have clientele that are reaching the mid 70s, early 80s, and it's just natural. We've been sending them income from their portfolio. Year after year, they come in with a bigger bank account saying, I'm just doing less. I don't know what to do with this money. So naturally, their spending habits change, and you're likely to spend a little bit less as you hit those slow go years.
So there is no doubt we go through, everybody will go through these. And my theory is that I'm going to be about, I don't know, 15 to 20 years in the go-go phase, a couple weeks in the slow-go and like one night in the no-go. But that's not exactly how it's going to work, probably, because we do have to find satisfaction at these different levels. So my mom is like, I can't even believe I'm still alive. I don't know why they won't let me go. And I'm like, well, you couldn't have that Frosty if you weren't here anymore. So you got to enjoy what you can enjoy. But then you get to that third phase, Kurt, you know, where you get to the no-go phase. You just really can't go anymore. What are there's a lot of expenses in this area, I would imagine.
Oh, there are. And I'll touch upon those, but are you talking about Frosty from like Wendy's?
Yes. My mom loves, we go eat on a Wednesday night, and she always says, hey, can we stop and get a Frosty? Sure. It's $1.50 or whatever.
I love those. I don't know what it is about those.
They are really good.
Yeah. It's like in between ice cream and a milkshake. It's not like, you know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, you got to have fries with them too, the sweet and the salty.
Oh, I never tried that.
And off track, but it's
good. Yeah, I mean, when you're in your later years in retirement, whether that's late 70s, early 80s, mid 80s, I mean, your biggest risk, I tell clients, there's two big risks in retirement, taxes, and we definitely address that in your retirement blueprint, but then healthcare costs. Healthcare costs are literally non-negotiable. So if it does happen, it's not like you can say, well, I'm just not going to pay that. Statistics are kind of alarming and kind of scary when you think about it. 70% of Americans over 65 will need some form of long-term care. Nursing home costs today for just a semi-private room are $110,000, $120,000 per year. And even home health care aides cost about $78,000 per year. So those costs are real. Fidelity does a study every few years. And the last time we got statistics was a married couple 65 and over can expect to spend about $300,000 over their retirement lifetime on healthcare costs, and Mark, and that does not include long-term care. So it's something, you know, it's something you got to plan for. And if you have planned for it and you put some provisions in place and you've done the proper planning to ward off and to address some of those potential future costs, then there are no issues. But I would say that if you're with someone, if you've done some planning and this has not been addressed, you have to really take the time to address it because it is a real threat.
Yeah. If you're listening today and you want to learn more about income planning in the different phases of life and where's income going to come from, for your portfolio? Is it going to last as long as you do? And how to plan for long-term care expenses and health insurance costs as they continue to rise? Give us a call. Our number is 412-515-3355. We're happy to start with a phone call just to get to know you and your situation, see how we can answer questions and how we can help. But we'd love to see if we could take it a step further and put a retirement blueprint in place. It's customized to you and your situation, but you have to take that first step, and that's calling us at 412-515-3355.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan of Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. You know, Ethan, as Kurt said, that it is kind of interesting when you put it into those terms in that the go-go years, boy, we can take that trip. Maybe we shouldn't do it this year, but maybe we can do it next year. Those are pretty negotiable items, the go-go stuff. Can we do it? Can we not do it? Can we afford it? Can we not afford it? But the healthcare side of it, there, as Kurt said, it's non-negotiable. You have no option. You've got to take that step. So how can people prepare financially for that potential no-go and the physical medical terms and care that they need at that point? while still kind of enjoying their retirement years, because you can't plan for it when you get to that stage. You've got to plan for it heading into retirement, I would think.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I've heard Kurt say it 100 times, planning is advance, reacting is at the time. So we want to have a plan that properly balances the go-go years with the potential no-go years. So you just have to balance current enjoyment with future preservation. It's tough. We're talking today about income and how we want to help our clients spend what they can and enjoy these go-go years. But we have to be wise and show them, hey, if we spend too much in the go-go years, we're going to have nothing for those no-go years, and we don't want that to happen. We need to have a balance. So, and we also want to help our clients consider long-term care insurance options. Maybe it's not traditional long-term care insurance, but there are alternatives out there that could be advantageous depending on your situation.
Yeah, you have some. Now, I'm not suggesting this is appropriate because I don't know someone's circumstance, but you have annuities that have income riders, and they have what are called doublers, that in essence, that lifetime income could double in the event of a nursing home stay. You also have life insurance policies today that allow the insured to access a percentage of their death benefit in the event of a long-term care stay. So there are options outside of the traditional long-term care insurance. And again, it's something that, you know, if you have an advisor, they're not talking to you about that. If you're a do-it-yourself and you've never thought about those things, those are some of the things we will look at for you in your retirement blueprint.
Kurt, you mentioned you've been doing this for a long time, over 30 years. So my guess is that this long-term care aspect of retirement planning is much, much different today. There used to be a lot of those original long-term care policies. A lot of people bought them. And the problem was if you didn't use them, you lost the money. And they're like, well, I've paid car insurance and home insurance. I've never had a claim. I don't want to do that again at this stage. But there are so many, there's more options, and there's not very many companies that still do those old original long-term care policies, are there?
There's not. And I'll tell you a quick story. I mean, the first thing to mention is there's probably a handful, Mark, maybe 10 insurance providers who can offer true traditional long-term care insurance. There's a reason for that. I mean, if you think about it, actuarially speaking, how do you price a product appropriately that is utilized 50% of the time? So take homeowners insurance. You know, your chance of a fire burning down your house is maybe 1 in 1,200, 1 in 1,400. And that's why you can insure a $300,000-$500,000 house for about $1,200 a year in premiums. Well, if you have a 50% utilization on long-term care, and if that policy is utilized, the cost is $10,000 or $12,000 per month. How much are you going to have to price that product? So in the past, there was maybe 200 providers. Today, there might be a handful, 8 or 10 providers. And I'll tell you a quick story. There used to be a company here in Pennsylvania called Penn Treaty. And Penn Treaty was a traditional long-term care provider. And what was interesting and unique about that was every 10 years, had you not utilized that coverage, they refunded 90% of your cumulative premium.
Wow.
So every 10 years, had you not used it, you got 90% of your total money back. Well, guess what happened? They went into receivership, went into bankruptcy, because if it sounds too good to be true, it is. So when it comes to long-term care, a lot of different options, a lot of alternatives, and we'd be happy, Ethan, myself, our team would be happy to just have a specific conversation about that area of the retirement blueprint or all five areas. 412-515-3355.
You know, and Ethan, I would think the challenge is we don't know how long we're going to be here. We don't know if we or our family member are going to have health challenges either. So there's so many unknowns that people get kind of nervous about spending their money because they're not really sure what the future holds. But if you have a plan in place, then you kind of plan for the fun times, and then you have a little sitting back there for the maybe the not so fun times. How do you balance that with your clients at Accurate Solutions Group?
Yeah, I mean, we want to make sure that they have these different levers to pull in retirement. So if a client needs income and we're looking at generating income, potentially, like Kurt mentioned, from an annuity that's going to pay them maybe $2,000 a month, well, let's look for one of those annuities that has the feature that will double if they need a nursing home. So we call it kind of like a safety net. There's that safety net for if they need the nursing home down the road, they already have a product that will help them with it. Now, that's not going to cover the entire nursing home expense, as we know. But it is something that's going to help them if they need it. If they didn't, well, they had the $2,000 a month that they were needing anyways. We might even look at that life insurance policy that Kurt mentioned where, hey, if you needed it while you're alive, you could take from the death benefit.
If you never needed it, then your loved ones get a tax-free death benefit. So we're trying to build in these safety nets for the what-ifs down the road.
Yeah, there's a lot of different options. And that area is just one of the five areas we focus when it comes to your own retirement blueprint. Focus first and foremost on income. And we talked about that concerning the budget and how much income we have coming in and how do we solve for that income. Then we make sure that income's coming in as tax efficient as possible. We talk about the healthcare costs and how do we ward off healthcare costs. How do we properly allocate those investments to generate not only the income we need in retirement to give us that confidence, but also set money aside for emergencies. And then lastly, legacy. If there are assets left, how do we position those assets to go to your loved ones as efficiently as possible? That's your retirement blueprint. We cover those five key areas, and it's customized specifically to your unique circumstance. No cost, no obligation. Just simply call us at 412-515-3355. Again, that's 412-515-3355.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan from Accurate Solutions Group. We're back to wrap it all up right after this.
In a financial rut? Think you're paying too much in taxes? Or maybe you find yourself taking care of others before you can save for your own goals? Call Accurate Solutions Group today, 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355.
Hello, everyone. This is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. You can always go to their website to learn more, asgretire.com, and just learn more about Kurt, Ethan, and the team, where the offices is, all of that kind of information. But they're really here to help you figure out where you are on that road to retirement. Get some clarity, get some direction into that path. Can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Do we have enough? Are we going to be okay? That's really what we want to know. And it's all you have to do if you want to chat with them. It's 412-515-3355. And then, of course, we'll be giving you the opportunity, if you'd want to, just text the word KIT, K-I-T, 412-515-3355. There's like six different topics you can download about retirement on there, or you can just request your own one-on-one just through the website instead of calling. But if you text word KIT, 412-515-3355, one of the things you can download is a retirement income planning booklet, which retirement is a lot about income. So we're going to talk about some of the big questions that Kurt and Ethan get from their clients and their prospective clients almost all the time. And I think this will be kind of a fun, easy, I think, for you to understand, maybe. I don't know. It depends on how good Kurt and Ethan are at explaining it, I guess. But here you go. First question, and I think this is one that we all wonder about, Kurt. All right, if I retire, am I or are we going to be okay? And then you follow that up with, well, do I even have enough? How much do I need? I don't know. So am I okay? Do I have enough? How do we answer those?
Individually. And when I say that, and I'll give you some examples, but they sort of coincide with one another, because normally when someone says, hey, am I okay? What they're really talking about is, do I have enough? Am I going to be all right? Because retirement is all about cash flow. It's replacing that paycheck, you know, and we call it mailbox money, but you have to have money coming in every month because you're no longer working. And that's a big concern. It's still number one, number two, most of the time. And when I say we answer that individually, Mark, everyone's circumstance and situation is unique and different. So real quick, great example, husband and wife, they both have a pension, they both have Social Security, and with pensions and Social Security, they have $8,000 a month of net spendable income coming in, and they're okay with a smaller portion of money saved, 401k, 403b, simply because they have that income, that cash flow already solved for. Now, the opposite side of that is husband and wife retiring, they just have Social Security. and they need that $8,000 a month, and Social Security is only providing them $4,000, well, then they need a larger bucket of money to be able to retire. So we can absolutely answer that question for individuals, but that's a one-on-one circumstance.
Yeah, you know, that's the most complicated but the easiest question to answer for us. You know, I met with someone who attended one of our workshops at BC3 in Cranberry, and they came in and said, well, we really just have a couple questions for you today. And I said, oh, okay, well, let's start asking some questions. And they said, well, are we going to be okay? Do we have enough? And I'm like, well, that's the most complicated question of it all, because it's so specific to them. But through our planning process and through a retirement blueprint, that's the easiest thing for us to be able to answer. We can put that plan in place that shows, yeah, you're on the path to be okay based on what you're saving and what you have saved up. Or, well, maybe you're going to have to work a little bit longer or save a little bit more differently in different places. But that's still the number one concern, the number one question we get all the time.
Yeah, and if you have that question, you want to sit down with Kurt and Ethan and the team at Accurate Solutions Group. You want to find out, do you have enough? Are you going to be okay? It's 412-515-3355. All right, another question, Ethan, that's pretty common. And this is one, I don't know if it happens before the age of 65. Like, I want to retire at 62. Maybe that would be this. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But this one is, I can't retire now due to healthcare costs. And we know they're not coming down anytime soon.
Yeah, yeah, that's a big hurdle for most people. There, any more people are planning their retirement date around a specific age. It's typically 65 now because of the Medicare costs. That's when you're eligible for Medicare Part A and B. And the costs are much more affordable when you're on Medicare than if you were to retire at, say, 60. You know, I meet with people that would like to retire at 60, but then don't realize how much healthcare might cost for those 5 years leading up to Medicare age. And for those people who do understand it, that's why they're starting to push back retirement to that specific age.
Yeah, and if you have to pay out of pocket, whether it's continuing your existing coverage through COBRA, which is typically 18 months that you can carry that after retirement, but that cost is sometimes prohibitive, $1,500, $1,800 a month for a couple. But don't underestimate also, because I've had the opposite happen, where I've had a couple clients retire who didn't think they could because they were eligible for subsidies through the Affordable Care Act. So, Mark, same situation, retired pre-65, weren't eligible for Medicare, but remember, the Affordable Care Act is an income-based plan, not an asset-based. So you can have millions of dollars of assets saved for retirement, but whatever is showing up on your tax return is taxable income. If you're a husband and wife, a married couple, and it's below like $70,000 a year of adjusted gross income, you're eligible for subsidies. So it goes either way, the health care costs. I would encourage you, if you're listening today, 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. If you're unsure of, hey, what are my health care costs going to be? What are my options? We have a team in place. We have a healthcare specialist on our team for that specific reason. We also have a healthcare event coming up in November. You can always call us 412-515-3355 to find out those details, but don't allow that to be an overriding factor of if you can or can't retire.
Kurt, here's the next question. It comes and it says this: my neighbor said they claim Social Security as soon as they retired. Should I?
And we hear that all the time. Right. Ethan and I could probably tell story after story after story. Maybe that's another individual circumstance, that's unique to you. So encourage everyone listening today, let us provide you a Social Security maximization analysis. Because just because your neighbor over the fence, just because your coworker tells you that this is what they did, that doesn't mean that's right for you. It might be right in your circumstance. It may not. But I will tell you that the proper timing and claiming strategy can add over your lifetime tens of thousands of dollars of benefits into your pocket. The same can happen if it's an improper strategy. And Social Security is still your number one source of fixed income in retirement. So you got to make the right decision. Social Security Administration, if you go there, they're not allowed to provide advice. They can't give you advice. They can tell you what your benefit's going to be based on certain ages, but they're not going to tell you what's best for you in your circumstance. We can do that at Accurate Solutions Group through a retirement Social Security maximization analysis, 412-515-3355. We are happy to do that.
Kurt, and to even further your point about you having to know the rules and being on top of things, you know, an example comes to mind where we had been working with a woman who came to us as a widow. And what made the most sense for her was to actually get her widow benefit, which was slightly less than her own benefit,
at her full retirement age. So why would she do that? Well, that allowed her own benefit to grow 8% a year for 4 years while she waited from 66 until 70. Now, she turned 70 this year. She came in for her meeting with us, and we said, hey, you're 70 now. Did you get your increase? Did you jump onto your own benefit? And she said, oh, no, I forgot. So what she had to do was contact Social Security's office and file for her own benefit. Now, do you think if she had forgotten, do you think they were waiting on the other end of the phone to call her and tell
That's not their responsibility.
No, it's not.
But she took advantage of what are called delayed retirement credits, and it was a wonderful strategy that, Mark, a lot of people are just not aware that it's eligible. They're eligible for that.
Yeah, the point is you have to study and you have to learn those rules and those different options, because you are in charge of your Social Security benefit, not the administration. So if that's one of your concerns, if you're not sure how to claim Social Security, text the word KIT, that's K-I-T, to 412-515-3355. One of the items that you'll receive is help with Social Security timing and claiming. So if you have concerns about that, text the word KIT, that's K-I-T, to 412-515-3355.
All right, Ethan, final question of our program today. And this is one that we've done entire shows on this, but it's a kind of misunderstood, misrepresented tool in your retirement tool belt. Makes sense for some, makes sense not for everybody, but can be a great tool in your retirement tool belt, certainly. This is the question. I don't know a lot about annuities, but I hear them being talked about an awful lot. Should I have one?
Yeah, that's a great question. And like you said, we could do a full show on them, because you have to lay the groundwork with annuities. There's different types. There's fixed indexed, and variable annuities. It really kind of depends on what tool might be most appropriate for you. But when you hear the word annuity, oftentimes you're thinking of an income stream. That's one way that they're used as a tool for retirement. So if you need an income stream in retirement, maybe that's a tool that's appropriate for you. But then it comes down, there's three different types. There's fixed, kind of operate like a CD through the bank, only through an insurance company. You're going to take it out for a number of years and make that fixed rate that they're offering for whether it's 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and then you're done with it. You can look at a fixed indexed annuity. It's going to keep your principal protected, you know, and that's backed by the strengths and claims paying ability of that insurance company. So you want to do your research there. But it'll protect your principal, and it earns interest based off of an index. A lot of times it's the S&P 500. Those have caps to them because they're protecting your downside. So they're going to allow you to make maybe 7, 8, 9% when the market performs well. Those are fixed indexed. And then there's variable annuities that can pay out an income stream like all annuities, but they're going to invest in funds, and those funds go up and down. So you have to understand which tool might be best for you and what's appropriate for you. We can certainly help you with that. If you text that word KIT, we have a link to all different types of information, but you can also set up a consultation either with Kurt or myself in our office or via Zoom. We're located in between Evans City and Butler, so you're welcome to come into the office. You could start with a 15-minute phone call or a Zoom meeting. Again, our number is 412-515-3355. Give that number a call to begin a retirement blueprint that's customized to you and your situation. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as a sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Accurate Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.